And if our family hadn't moved to South Dakota, I probably wouldn't be doing music like I'm doing today. Hey, I'm Cade Thompson, and you're watching Bandkind.
Hey, I'm Nick with Bandkind, and I am here with singer-songwriter Cade Thompson. Cade, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be with you today.
I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk about lots of really great stuff. Your music, an organization you support that is phenomenal, and being on the road. My
Look
gosh,
at the
you're
shirt.
Provider! Yes.
Come on!
Going back to the Provider days in 2020, you have so many songs that you could play. How do you choose, Cade?
Ooh, it's hard. You know, I put out my first song in 2020. It's really cool to look back and see how many people have supported me along the journey. But I'm really, really proud of where I'm at right now. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm just beginning, but I know I've been at it for a while and it's really exciting. So,
yeah, I'm proud of you too. And I can definitely see that you're in that space where it feels like you're just beginning, but you've already put in so many miles. Take us back to being at home in South Dakota and what that was like and how music was already in your ear.
Well, we rode cows to school and I'm just kidding. No, I am so thankful being raised in South Dakota. It's always one of those states where people ask you where you're from and they're taken back a little bit, like you can't believe it. And when I was 9 years old, my family and I moved there because of my dad's work, and I had to look up on the map where South Dakota even was. I didn't even know where it was, but I quickly fell in love with that state. I fell in love with the people. And if our family hadn't moved to South Dakota, I probably wouldn't be doing music like I'm doing today. My mom was in ministry, and there were so many people at our church that really saw something inside of me that, in a lot of ways, I didn't see at that time in my life, that there was this talent that God had put inside of me that was bigger than myself. And I had so many mentors that believed in me, that pushed me. And one story specifically, I remember I was in the sixth grade and my student teacher at the time at school, she was also a youth leader, and she would hear me singing in the classroom and she's like, "Cade, I love your singing. Please stop singing in my classroom and how about you start singing at the church?" So I did. I was just a little shy kid at that moment in time. I know you probably won't believe that now, but I was a little bit shy back then, and I started singing songs at the church, and that's where God got a hold of my heart. Yeah, I knew that there's such power in music, there's such power in the gospel when they come together. It truly changes people's lives. And that's the exact reason why I'm doing what I'm doing today, is because I've seen that power in my own life.
Wow. And I've seen it in your life too. Even before there was anybody coming up under you to hold you up, you were creating really, really good music. What is it like to go from trying to make music as an independent artist to having a record label behind you and a team behind you and a company of people coming alongside Cade Thompson?
Yeah, it's really special. I started making music and putting it out in the world when I was 15 and 16 years old. And I've always been a hard worker. I've always been a go-getter. And I've always had the mentality of, I'm going to go run full steam ahead. And if somebody wants to jump on board with that vision, then awesome. And if not, I'm going to keep doing what I feel like the Lord has called me to do. And when I first heard that Red Street wanted to meet with me, I was really taken back. It was 2019. I just graduated high school at that point in time. I get a phone call saying that Jada Marcus from Rascal Flatts heard one of my songs, actually Provider, that exact same song that ended up being my first single. He was in the car with his buddy, Jason Sheff from the band Chicago. And his buddy says, "Hey, who is this kid? Turn it up." And that was the test. And that's how Jay knew, like, "Hey, I want to meet with this kid." A week later, I flew into town. I met with them. And something just felt so different about this label. I felt like they really linked up with my heartbeat for what I wanted to do with my music. They believed in me. And 4 years later, I'm still working with them. And I'm so, so thankful for their belief in me. It's really special.
Wow. I'm thankful for that too. I love them walking alongside you in your career.
And when you look into the crowd, all of us in the crowd and on stage, we have a different story too, which I think is the beautiful thing about the kingdom of God. You know, I praise God. I was raised in the church. My life didn't just change by going to church, though. My life changed when I said, Jesus, I'm going to choose to follow you and trust you. When I was 10 years old, that's when everything changed for me. And being raised in the church, and I praise God, I didn't really have a story of falling away into certain things. I had different struggles of my own, right? Being on a different path of trying to walk in that obedience to the Lord at a young age. But I've seen that all of our stories are powerful, no matter what it looks like. It looks different for all of us, and there's such power in our stories.
It's true. So I'm finding this out about Cade Thompson, that he's involved, this South Dakota boy, South Dakota man, involved
That's
with
right.
Tennessee Kids Belong. Describe that organization.
Yeah, so rewind a little bit. When I was 5 years old, my parents and I became a foster family. We had kids that would come through our doors, foster kids. And I saw at a very young age, just like I was talking about earlier, their stories looked a lot different than mine. And that really opened up my eyes to see that, wow, not everyone lives the same life that I live. That quickly began to give me a heart for other people that have different stories, for the underdogs, some would say, or the ones that maybe just come from different backgrounds. I really had a heartbeat for that. And so fast forward, as I've been in my music career and I've been writing these songs, music is such a beautiful way to reach people. But I've also wanted there to be a special avenue where I can reach other people through our other organizations and ministries. And Tennessee Kids Belong does exactly that. They help kids as they're aging out of the foster care system. They help them truly learn what it means to belong. They provide certain systems and organizational tools and funds to help kids as they're aging out of the foster care system is 18 years old. And after that, a lot of those kids end up going back in certain cycles of prison if they don't find a family, or if they're not able to have a job or find a place in the workplace. And it's a really, really crazy cycle. And so God has given me a heartbeat for foster children. And I think it's super, super important what Tennessee Kids Belong is doing. And there's also South Dakota Kids Belong, which is the South Dakota sector of that. So
wow,
it's really sweet. I also work with an organization called Four Others, which is Chris Tomlin's nonprofit that helps on the foster care space. They raise support, and then they work with ministries like Tennessee Kids Belong.
And you and Chris Tomlin recently connected at a concert. Is that how this happened with the nonprofits?
Well, we did. We did connect, which was super, super sweet. It was a cool full circle moment. About a year ago, I was at a retreat and I heard for the first time about this ministry called Four Others. And I knew right away that there was something so special there with my backstory and my upbringing that I wanted to partner with someone like them. And so I started having some meetings with Four Others. And then on my calendar, I saw I had a show coming up with direct support for Chris Tomlin. And we got to chat about it and chat about his ministry and how he started it. And it's really, really special. He would say it way better than me, but he had a dream about foster kids. And this is kind of how, like, a literal dream. And this is what started this whole ministry of helping kids in our own backyard, which I think is so, so special what he's doing. And so I was able to chat with him about that and posted a little Instagram video with him, just sharing about it, and it's really, really cool. So,
everybody, it's Chris here with my buddy Cade Thompson.
That's right.
Another CT.
CTs unite.
I like it. What I love about meeting Cade is his heart for kids and his heart for what we're doing with For Others. You're helping kids who need family, find family. And this is kind of your story. I mean, you had this story with your family, right?
Yeah. So growing up in South Dakota, my family was a foster family for many kids that would come through our house. And from the age of 5 years old, we had our first kids come through our doors. And at a very young age, it opens your eyes to see that, wow, not everyone lives the same life that you have. Mm-hmm. And everyone has a different story and a different background. But we're all in need of that love from each other and ultimately the love of God. And my family was able to show that at a very young age. And I think it's so special what Four Others is doing. And they're advocating for children in this space because it's a real need.
Yeah.
And I've seen that in my life. And I've seen the lives of kids be touched every single day. So I love what y'all are doing. And it's such an honor to be a partner with you.
Well,
guys,
thanks for joining with us, Cade Thompson. You check out his music. Amazing artist, musician, but has a just incredible heart too.
The CTs were united for that moment. It was really sweet.
That is hilarious. The CTs unite.
And that's
I hope
right.
I hope you guys unite again. And
I would love that.
That would be amazing. It really would be. Talk about your latest project, Empty Room.
Every album and piece of work we put out is really special, but I'm really, really proud of this last album. I feel like in a lot of ways it truly is who I am as an artist and my heartbeat. You know, my whole music career started in South Dakota in a little tiny room in my bedroom, my basement. I just started writing songs, not trying to be heard by the masses, but trying to write songs that would move the heart of God. And then I could tell just one person, my friends, about Jesus at school that maybe didn't even know who he was. And that's what led me to start writing songs. And I saw there was such power in that. And no matter what stages I'm on, no matter what tours I'm on or buses I'm on nowadays, I still keep coming back to that space, that empty room space. Mm-hmm. Now it's in Franklin, Tennessee, which is where I live, but mm-hmm. that's where I go to meet with God. That's where I go to get filled back up. And so wherever I'm at on the road, I try and find a space like that where I can go and be with God. And this whole album really is an encouragement to people to get back to the secret place, because there's such power in that, right? And I've seen it transform my lives. And so I think these songs on this album truly are just an overflow of that spot in my heart. And there's a lot of songs that are joyful because there's a lot of moments where I feel that. There's also a lot of songs that are heavy because there's a lot of moments where I feel that. And I think as I began to get older, I've seen what people truly walk through, including myself. And life is not always butterflies and rainbows, although I wish it were. But it's knowing that we have a God that walks with us, that holds our hand in the middle of the storm. That's the hope that I could hang on to every single day.
Well said. We've been talking to Cade Thompson. Cade, thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited for you to connect. I know you're going to inspire a lot of people in amazing directions.
Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting with me. And I love seeing you always. So I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Cade.
Yes. See ya.
What?
Nick!
Oh my gosh. Look at this. In person.
In person.
Crazy. We're side staged. We're here. We're live. Getting ready to go on in like, I don't know, 2 hours or so.
Yeah.
So. Very still trying good. To wake up, but yeah.
I love it. You're even making the lighting guys laugh.
Yes, yes, I am. We love those guys.
Yes, one thing about Bandkind is we go wherever the artists are.
That's
and
right.
Right now, the artists are right here.
Right here. It doesn't get more real than this.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't get more real than this. And we love you. Thanks for tuning in today on Bandkind.
Thank you, Cade.
Thank you.
Aw.
That was a fun little impromptu.
That was very fun.
Thanks. And this is Ryan,
hey,
and he's
Ryan.
Our production manager.
Tell the camera what you do.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He does everything.
See, exactly.
This
Seriously.
Is my friend Nick.
Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is mix, for sure. So we mix the live show.
You want to mix the live show?
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of instruments do you love to mix? Do you love, or is it mostly vocal mixing?
So I'm a drummer,
okay.
originally, mm-hmm. and drums are the most fun to mix.
Really?
So, yeah. And a lot of drummers become mix engineers or producers. So,
really?
Yeah. Because you're hearing the whole thing. You're hearing everybody's parts. You're playing parts that had to do with everybody. So, if you get a guitar player in there, it's like, you know.
Yes.
Mix might be a little guitar heavy.
But. Yes. So, what about mixing vocals? Is that tough?
So, it depends on the singer.
It
if
does,
you have a quiet
does.
Singer, it's
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
But if you have a loud singer, it's nice. It's they project. They're on the mic.
Yep.
Some people, Cade does
like
great.
Cade does awesome.
Cade is amazing.
You project, Cade.
He does. Yes. Yep, that's true.
Especially after a chai latte.
Yes.
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 But yeah, no, a production manager just manages all the production, makes sure that the show happens on time, everyone's happy, everyone's taken care of, all their needs are met.
Yeah.
And the show goes on.
I love it. You never know what you're going to hear with Bandkind. Thank you so much
yep,
for joining
totally.
Us.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Unbelievable.
We're here.
Cade Thompson. Woo! In the flesh.
That's right.